This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's sort of like rotating out prison guards to make sure they don't get too chummy with the inmates. Why not force corporations to change auditors once in a while? Well, the House of Representatives thinks it's A-OK to keep the same auditor as long as the company wants and has just voted to ban any rule that would force rotating oversight of companies' books. Marketplace's Noelle King is here with details. Morning, Noelle.
Good morning.
So what happened?
Well, the House voted in favor of a bill that would ban the idea of mandatory auditor rotation. Now, what that means is that public companies would have to routinely change accountants to make sure their accountants aren't getting too cozy with the companies they're supposed to be auditing. Some of these company auditor relationships have been maintained for more than a century. The idea was proposed by an accounting oversight group that was created in the aftermath of the Enron and WorldCom scandals to strengthen the U.S. accounting system. Remember, one of the big issues with both Enron and WorldCom was that auditors for those firms were accused of failing to report weaknesses in the company's financial statements. Mandatory rotation was supposed to help end that sort of thing.
So, a bill that said essentially, please don't make us rotate auditors. Who was lobbying in favor?
Well, David, there was some real muscle here. Organizations from the Chamber of Commerce to the American Institute of CPAs and companies like Viacom, Safeway, FedEx, they all came out against the proposal. Their argument is that it's unworkable. They say, look, there's only a handful of accounting firms that have the expertise to do the books for large companies. And if you force this, companies are going to spend a lot of time getting a new accounting firm up to speed every couple years, that's going to waste time and money.
And now the U.S. Senate will take a crack at this. Marketplace's Noelle King, thank you.
Thank you.